So you're trying to get five families off the streets this year?
Yeah, including ourselves.
Hell yeah, so you're taking donations here in, on 33rd at Walmart in Tulsa.
It's been, we've been basically, we had several deaths. I lost my husband 2 weeks after I buried him. I lost my children's father.
Damn.
I moved out here to start my life over because our 401k we had borrowed.
Kind of a weird choice, Tulsa.
I knew him. I trained him, and he's from Tulsa.
Yeah. Because
he's born here. So I came out here, and I didn't get my 401k. My 34-year-old son, who was a musician and traveled around everywhere, on trains, everything, came out here and was working and died of heat exhaustion working for me.
Damn, it's like a wall of heat out here come July.
Yeah, so that's what I've gone through, and it's put us in hotel. I wasn't able to work or anything. I just kind of checked out of life. You know, losing my husband was hard enough, but then when I lost my son,
yeah,
it really done something to me. You know? You kind of remind me of him.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Damn, losing everyone. I kind of don't have family anymore either.
But,
so you're alone out here.
You know, no, yeah, I have no.
Yeah, I came out here for a friend too. She's like 10 years my senior. She had her kids taken away by CPS and shit, so I'm doing an interview for her for the show. I'm trying to get her message out there and get donations too, actually.
I know everybody has a side story. I know that when someone hears mine, they almost believe it's not true, you know? Because it was so powerful, and just my son, you know, offered to come here to work with me, to get me in some place.
And they worked him to death out here on this lot.
And he died. He exhausted him because of me.
Because of you.
He loved life. Because he wouldn't have been here if it wasn't for me.
That can't be it.
I miss him every day of my life. I need him.
Damn, I don't have any. I mean, I got 3 bucks. You should spend some junk. I guess I don't have any bucks. That's kind of a long time.
Yeah, hey, I don't need your money, honey. You take it. Except, oh, God's got me, I'm sure. My higher power does, yeah.
You guys traveling?
I got what?
You guys traveling?
Traveling, what's that? No,
yeah, like,
no, we're in a hotel.
Same.
And,
yeah.
And we're about ready to be kicked out because we don't have the rest of the money this month.
How much are you paying for a day at your joint?
We're paying $1,300 a month.
Holy shit, not bad. I was paying like 80 a night over the quality end.
Well, yeah, but you probably don't have cockroaches and all that.
Oh shit, I'll say it's a cockroach place. Where's that at?
We did that. We lived there, Tulsa Inn or something. Our other one closed down. And I said, so why don't you just take your money and go rent Susan? We got $1,300 a month.
Yeah.
That won't go rent us, you know, someplace and pay here.
2 weeks a month if you're lucky.
Right.
Shit, I'll try to get your word out there, though.
Not only us, I know three other families, yeah, that they have their children and they're on the street, you know? And that's bad. That's a bad place to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is, actually. Unless you're in the tent in the woods and you can hide all day or afford to, which most people can't. I can't. I go crazy out there.
Yeah. Don't stop till you get it. You're hustling. Go.
Yeah, for real. Is there a reliable place I can find you guys online?
Yes.
And direct people to?
Yes.
What would that be?
That's, you know, my email?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, it's Cosby, like Bill.
Okay.
Lori, L-O-R-I, 0@gmail.com.
Sweet, that's helpful.
I'll write it down in just a second. Yeah.
Yeah, if you got a piece of paper, just so I can write down my contact details too. I have on paper, I just go behind. This is fucking sweet. Yeah, Walmart food too.
We're going to move because they said only, what they called, Salvation Army can stand out front. So I was going to stand here, but still, we need to be seen. Do you think I should push it out some or what?
I would until security comes by, yes.
They have already talked to us.
Yeah.
Just to place for our families.
Fucking Salvation Army. They don't let you pay, like, once you get down to 71st, they're lucky to make a quarter a day.
Are you kidding me?
They have, like, signs all over the fucking street, like in Las Vegas, where they say it's illegal to hire homeless people. And here they say it's illegal to give the money to panhandlers. Or they, like, try to incentivize people with little cardboard signs. It's fucking hilarious. I'm just like, holy shit, bro. These people need to make money somehow, dog. You know they're being marginalized. You know they are. If you even look different, you can't even get a fucking job here. They have holes in their ears, so that they're... Yeah, we got this one motherfucker there that sell candy bars out of the this bitch, and it's not even for the Salvation Army. That used to look like you worked for a candy bar company or also. That's you, you seen this chick?
Is that too much to write, look?
Our goal is to place 500. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good intro. Good preface.
I have good penmanship. See, we have it on one side of that, but we have it on Spanish because he's Spanish.
Yeah.
other side, so instead of writing in Spanish again, see?
Helping locals experiencing homelessness.
Taking donations to keep families off the street, and of course that's in Spanish.
Hell yeah.
Like, could you write it this night, that neat?